Passage 2. What would you pack for a 6-month trip on the coldest continent in the world? Bear in mind that there will be no shops around and no help from home. That's the challenge the British explorer Sir Ranulph Fiennes faces as he prepares to lead a 6-strong team on foot across Antarctica. The expedition, to start in March, will cross areas where the temperature has fallen as low as negative 90 degrees Celsius. It'll be the 68-year-old adventurer's latest record attempt. Past feats have seen him go pole to pole and climb Everest as a pensioner. Guinness World Records describes him as the world's greatest living explorer. The expedition's 200 tons of equipment will be dragged across 2,000 miles of some of the world's most inhospitable terrain by 2 special bulldozers. They'll be followed by 14 smaller sledges transporting fuel. To make sure they'll stay on the surface of the ice shelf, 2 skiers will lead the way, on the lookout for cracks using a small radar system. To get Foreign Office permission to go to Antarctica, the team had to prove they could be self-sufficient. In the Antarctic winter, there's no way of being rescued, and nothing is left to chance. Their luggage also includes 20 kilograms of dried egg, 7,300 tea bags, 230 kilograms of chocolate, and 30 toothbrushes. There's enough food to last a year, including dried fruits, sports nutrition products, and dried foods. They can't take tins with them, as they'd freeze and burst. And there will be no empty suitcases on their return. Everything the explorers take with them will be removed from the ice at the end of the expedition, including the human waste.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What does the Guinness World Record say about Sir Ranulph Fiennes? Question 20. How does Fiennes plan to carry the equipment? Question 21. What does Foreign Office require before issuing the permission? Question 22. What should Fiennes' team do when they return?